Okay, welcome to the Board of Ethics Special Meeting Agenda. Special meeting, Tuesday, May 6, 2025, 5:30 at the Bolton Town Hall and on Zoom. I'd like to first call the meeting to order. And the first order of business would be to nominate a chairperson, chairman. Do we have any nominations?
Mr. First Selectman, Robert Neal, may I make a motion to nominate someone?
Yes.
I'd like to nominate Mrs. Kaya.
Thanks, Bob.
Is there a second to that nomination?
I'll second that motion. Matthew Wright.
Is there any discussion? Would you like to accept it?
No comment.
We'll take that as a yes.
I'll do it.
She didn't say no, so that's good.
She didn't say no, yeah.
I'll stay on as your vice.
Thank you.
So, is there any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Oh, no, I'm not voting. So that's three. That's three yes, and what's...
I guess I'll do aye.
Okay, it's four yes. So there's four yes votes and zero no votes. So the motion passed. Congratulations. You're now the chairman.
Thank you. Would you like to... I ask that we vote for a vice chair.
Sure, you can make a nomination. Yeah.
I would like to nominate Bob Neal for the vice chair, position he currently holds.
Is there a second?
Second. Tom Tierney.
Thank you, Tom.
Is there any other discussion about Bob Neal being vice chair? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's four yes and one no zeros.
No zeros.
No votes. So motion passed. Congratulations to both of you. Would you want to sit over here? Are you comfortable there?
Fine, I'll be here. Okay. Thank you.
All right. So is it okay if I go through what's going on here first?
Sure.
So we have, we put out a bid to have a facility study done in the town. So they'll go through the school, the town hall, the fire department, the maintenance garages, all the town facilities, and they'll do an assessment in some relative detail, and it's all spelled out in the contracts. So we had, what you have here is a picture of the bids that we received. So in order to pick a bid, well, it's not a bid, it's a bid. It is a bid.
Yep.
And so the three lowest bidders, we've had a committee that went through and picked the three that they wanted to interview. And after we interview them, then we'll pick one and work on a contract with them. So the problem we have is the Russell and Dawson, one of their principal members is Tom Manning, who is also our chairman of the planning and zoning. So is there a conflict of interest? I don't believe Tom Manning would be in charge of the project.
No, he's the principal for the project.
He's the principal for the project? Okay.
He's the team lead.
Okay, so we're just going to interview him and see if we decide to pick them, but we want to make sure that it's okay with the board, the commission, before we start going forward. And you could have been named chairman.
Huh? Should have been here 5 minutes ago.
You're welcome to roll a chair.
Thank you. Sorry, it's a nightmare getting out of Hartford.
Grab a comfortable one. And I'm born here.
Ellen Barnes.
Ellen Barnes is here as our fifth member. We've elected chairman. How'd you pronounce your name?
Basha.
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 And Bob Neal is the vice chair.
Okay.
So if you grab one of those little piles there.
Thank you.
So we're having a study done on all the town buildings, and we received these quotes. Of these three quotes, we're going to interview, we want to interview the people. Now, we've had a committee that picked these three. So we kind of ran through their proposals and came up with these. Most of it had to do with dollar amounts. And Russell and Dawson, Tom Manning is a principal in the organization, and he's also our chairman on the planning and zoning. So is it a conflict of interest for him, his organization, to be involved? That's kind of the question.
Okay.
So, who wants to start to?
They do have approval of minutes from May 20th, 2024. If they want to act on those.
Oh, okay. Is there a copy of the minutes?
I assume Kathy sent them out.
We did get a copy. Tom's here.
Okay.
They were sent out.
And we do have the owl there, so if you can announce your name, this thing right there.
Oh.
For the minutes.
Ellen Barnes? Could,
yeah, when you're speaking.
Okay.
I assume they know I'm Rodney. So, somebody want to make a motion
to accept the minutes?
Yes.
I make a motion. We approve.
Present. Are you present?
Second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You're gonna abstain.
You want to abstain.
Tom Tierney abstains.
So four yes and one abstain. Okay. So I've explained number four. So we want to consider an act on whether to interview them or not.
Well, really, their charge is to determine whether or not they feel it's a conflict of interest for Russell and Dawson to be involved in the project.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
What the Board of Selectmen is asking of the Ethics Commission is to make a determination as to whether or not you feel that interviewing and potentially awarding a contract to Russell and Dawson constitutes a conflict of interest.
And Tom Manning is a principal in Russell and Dawson.
Tom Manning is the vice president in charge of architecture at Russell and Dawson. May I ask a question?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Has Mr. Manning done any business with the town prior to this? Not to my knowledge.
May I ask a follow-up question? Do we know what his role will actually be in the entire project? And I guess part two is, would he have in his role on the Planning and Zoning Commission any insider information, if you will, that is not engineering related?
So according to the bid that they submitted, you know, the bid that Russell and Dawson submitted, which for the record I have in front of me and I'm looking at, there are four people that will be assigned as key personnel to this project. One is Thomas Manning. One is John Wilcox. One is M. Hassan. And I'm sorry, I can't pronounce the last name. And the other one is Zhang Ho Ma. And I probably murdered that pronunciation. But those are the individuals that would be signed as key personnel to this project from Russell and Dawson. And the second question was, would he have inside information as a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission that would give him an advantage?
Yes.
Was the question? You know, I don't believe as a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission, he would have any inside information.
But he's also a town resident, so he knows these facilities probably better than somebody who's with a firm that has never been in them, right? Mr. Manning has probably been in most of the facilities he's going to be studying. But I'm not sure, I don't think that gives him an advantage over anybody else that lives in town that may have bid. But that's for your, that's for this group to determine. Planning and Zoning Commission doesn't award bids. They don't award contracts.
So I was wondering, if that makes a difference or not. You know, what would the issue, potential issue, conflict of interest be? He's a resident. Yes, he's on planning and zoning, but if planning and zoning doesn't have anything to do with this project, and then any resulting actions of the project that they would recommend on a go forward basis, that would be another whole set of awards to different contractors.
So the idea behind the facility study is a couple of things, and maybe this helps you formulate opinions and make decisions. The goal of the facility study is that, first of all, it looks at our buildings and it looks at our the systems within the buildings, you know, the mechanical, electrical, and other systems that may exist in the buildings. And it basically gives us a basic conditions report. And that from that basic conditions report, we can use that information when, let's say, it's backup documentation when we're applying for a grant, or it's information that helps the Board of Selectmen and the Finance Committee determine what is going to be priorities in our capital projects over the next 5 or 10 years. That's what the facility study is for. We have one that's, I think, a little over 20 years old, and it's outdated, and we just need that refreshed and have a current copy and a current status update of where our facilities are and, you know, what needs they have. What are their strong points? What are their weak points? That's what the facility study is designed to get us.
Okay, in my mind, I don't see a conflict there if he's not directly responsible for, you know, in-town decisions that are made to whatever the future actions will be based on the result of this report.
So the Planning and Zoning Commission does act on some decisions, right? So there is this thing called an 8-24 referral. So when we create new infrastructure, like we're building a new road or a bridge or a park, you know, or we're selling land, right? Sometimes the town of Bolton may have a piece of land that it wants to sell. Those matters do have to go before the Planning and Zoning Commission approval. But this particular item has nothing to do with the purview of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
So based on the results of the study, if we decided we needed a new something and we wanted to go out to bid to have whatever that was replaced in a facility, would Russell and Dawson be one of those places? So would he gain any financial benefit from this study saying, wow, you really need a new furnace? And, you know, that his company would then be bidding and have a financial interest, you know, financial gain from that.
So I think that's when you might have a conflict.
Exactly. Right? So that's what I'm asking.
I'm not sure that you have I think it's, again, it's up to this committee to decide whether you have a conflict of interest now or not. But I think if something came out of the facility study that, you know, we needed some architectural engineering services for a particular project,
and then
we went out to bid for that, and Russell Dawson bid on that, then that might be a conflict of interest because he may have insider information at that point.
Right.
Well, this document's available publicly, so anybody can look at it, right?
Correct.
If you're bidding on a job, they have access to it, so they would know. As a matter of fact, wasn't it Fryer Architecture who did the last?
Fryer Architecture did the last facility study.
Right.
And so, they did submit.
So I would have thought that they would have had a big advantage here, and they obviously didn't. So
not for that price.
Oh, Well, I'm just throwing it just so you're aware.
Yeah.
The moving parts here.
My concern, Tom Tierney, would just be the appearance of impropriety and the public to have confidence in the integrity of its government. Even if this is, appears that there's inside deal of any kind going on, then does the public lose faith? And or when there's future RFPs put forth or proposals coming from other companies, will that cause hesitation from any other companies that might say, well, oh, well, this guy from Bolton's going to bid on it, so I'm not even going to put together a bid. So that's where my concern would come in. I'm surprised that the commissioner of the planning and zoning would even bid on it, to be honest with you.
Robert Neal, regarding Tom Manning, like I think Jim said, he's been to every building here in town. He knows the conditions of the building. I personally know Tom Manning. I think he's an honest person. It'd be up to this board to decide, but I know he's been into every building in this town, and he knows the condition of the buildings. I know. It's up to the panel how you want to do this.
Tom Tierney again, and my concern wouldn't be the individual at all. I don't know Tom. I don't know the circumstance, and as far as who's been into the buildings or not, I'm relatively new to the town. I've been here 4 or 5 years, but I'm very familiar with the town, having worked with Colton for 25 years. And being new to the Board of Ethics, I just recently, brushed up pretty heavy on this before coming in and said, would I question the integrity of the town decision based on this individual's connection to the Board of Planning and Zoning Commission? And I did a little research on the Planning and Zoning Commission, and if is that common for members of those types of commissions to submit an RFP, and I couldn't find any evidence that it was.
You mean, just to be clear, Mr. Manning didn't submit it. It was Russell and Dawson, his firm.
He would be the principal of the project.
He is one of the principals. It doesn't say he's the team lead. It just
I thought that's what was said.
It says there's four individuals that would be key personnel, and he's one of the four.
Gotcha.
So would he even end up being involved? Who knows?
The way that I read that chart is that he is an individual that would be assigned to this project.
Right.
So, Pasha K again, would you then consider this to be an issue if he was a resident only, but not a member of the commission? Would you see the same potential conflict?
No, not necessarily.
So then I guess another question is, it's like if Russell and Dawson really is a serious candidate for the number one contender for this project, would we be out of step, for lack of a better way to put it, to ask Tom to recuse himself, to resign from the planning and board, zoning board?
Well, we have a difficult enough time to get people to run for boards and commissions. So
that's a big ask.
I think if this committee finds that they feel that there is a conflict, or as Tom said, an appearance of a conflict, then we would just not interview that firm.
Robert Neal, I have another question. So say his firm comes up and does all the buildings, comes up and says, you need this and so forth. Then the town will put bids out again for the work, right? That doesn't mean that Dawson's going to get the job.
That's accurate.
So that's another thing to think about. That doesn't mean they're going to get the work.
That's, yeah, no.
So,
this
I mean,
is a, this is my a study.
Right, this is just a study. There's no guarantee they're going to get the work. I mean, my thought in this is I don't have a problem with Tom Manning. They're not getting the work. They're just going to do a study. There's nothing that says that they're going to get the work and so forth. Yeah. So I'd be kind of in favor, let Tom Manning take a bid on it.
Matthew, right? I think building on what you were saying, that for the study itself, if he's not using his position on the zoning and planning board to influence the way that the bid's going, I don't see a written out conflict of interest here. But if it were to progress to, you know, them deciding that we need something replaced or whatever, and then, you know, them trying to bid for the work at that point, all of a sudden I see some issues with what's going on there.
Thank you.
So I believe they would come into a building like this, they'd go through the basement, they'd look at the foundation and the wood, and they, if there's something debatable, they would just note it, and they would give us a list when they're all done, and we'd go through, and would we put any of it out to bid? Who knows? We wouldn't be able to afford to do it.
Not right now.
No. So, Robin, you know, I have another question. Now, on the facility study, are they going to study the high school ball fields and stuff? Is that all included?
The fields are not included.
The fields are not included.
Structures.
Just the structures.
Right.
Okay. Because I know years and years ago when I was on a selectman, we studied the fields and so forth, the prices, and nothing happened because they didn't have the money. But we studied the soccer fields, baseball fields, and it went down. So I was just curious if that includes fields.
No.
Okay.
And there are four, this is Basha Kagan. As I understand it, there are four different engineering disciplines studying the buildings.
That work for Russell and Dawson?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
You said it's a team of four
people. It's a team of four people.
So this is Ellen.
So we have somebody whose title is Vice President of Architectural. That's Tom Manning. Then we have a Director of Design, a Vice President of Engineering, and another Vice President of Engineering. It's not his study alone. This is a team.
Right.
This is a team effort.
So this is Ellen again. I wonder if maybe we look at, you know, number 8 on page 3 there, and maybe just walk through A, B, C, and D and see if anything jumps out when we walk through the conflict of interest statement there. And we should be able to do a pretty easy yes or no.
Sure.
I mean, I think that might
yes.
help us. So an official or employee or consultant has a conflict of interest when the person engages in or participates in any transaction, including private employment and the rendering of private services that is incompatible with proper discharge of the person's official responsibilities, or gives the perception of the person's independent judgment or action, the performance of the person's official responsibilities has been impaired.
So I guess to Ellen's point, in his capacity in planning and zoning, would Tom have any impact on these decisions? Who actually makes the final decisions? It's the Board of Selectmen, right? And the Board of Education that make the decisions on any improvements to go forward with any, you know, ultimate decisions. There's 15 steps.
Ultimately, it's the taxpayers. because any projects that go forward get listed in our capital plan, and all of our town residents that go out to vote on those capital projects when they vote on the budget. But, you know, typically the way that something happens is if it's a project that's identified that's needed at the school, usually the Board of Education would initiate that project, and then it would go into their capital budget for the upcoming fiscal year and be considered by the Finance Committee and the Board of Selectmen, and then it would go to the taxpayers. The same thing happens on the Board of Selectmen side, where by a project might arise out of the facility study, and the Board of Selectmen would decide it's a priority for them, and they would talk about it and get some estimates and put pricing in the capital budget for the following year. And again, that gets looked at by the Finance Committee, by the Board of Selectmen, and ultimately gets put into the capital plan if it gets past those two committees to go to the taxpayers.
Got that flow? That flow works pretty good.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I've got allergy issues and I can't hear you right now.
So you understand that procedure?
Yeah.
And how, okay. So right.
Trying to clarify, would he or would he not in his current capacity? Because is there a potential for him to benefit personally, or for his company to benefit personally, or is it more of a perception issue? Potential perception issue, right? Not only for whatever is decided in this case, obviously sets precedent for the future as well. So in my mind, as I said before, is there an issue of him as an individual resident, or is the issue with him and the position that he holds on a town board? And in reading this, I don't see a direct that paragraph. I don't see a direct relation.
Yeah, if the zoning board itself isn't responsible for choosing the bid, then I don't see an influence or a conflict of interest, at least with that part.
So everybody concurs on that, I guess. Is that one?
So then if we look, the official or employee or consultant is a financial interest or beneficial interest that's incompatible with their official responsibilities. If the person has reason to believe or expect that the person will derive such interest by reason of the person's performance of the person's official responsibilities.
You just early? 6:30.
So maybe this one goes back to, as a member of the zoning board, I mean, obviously his company is going to be financially benefited from this arrangement if they were to get the bid. So
correct.
Yes, that is financial benefit. Definitively. But is it incompatible with his official responsibilities on the planning and zoning board?
I'm not a voting member.
I'll answer questions about the planning and zoning commission, but I'm not gonna, I'm not a I don't vote here, so I don't want to share an opinion.
Yep.
So Mr. Manning chairs the planning and zoning commission.
Okay.
So he helps our director of community development to set agendas, and he runs the meetings. And typically they are working on reviewing applications for approval or denial, or they're holding a public hearing about an application. They might be working on zoning regulations, to make adjustments or changes to zoning regulations. But that's typically what their business is. They'll talk with the zoning agent and the director of community development about things that are happening in town. They will talk about zoning violations that might be occurring in the town. that might give some direction and guidance to the zoning enforcement officer as to how to deal with that.
So there's never money exchanged in a financial.
Well, the town collects money for planning and zoning applications.
Right. That's where that ends.
Okay.
Robert Neil, I have another question. The final decision will be up to the Board of Selectmen anyhow who gets this, right? Board of Selectmen will decide.
So right now there's a committee that's been formed to look at these RFPs. So typically the way that our Board of Selectmen works is we put committees together to work on doing the sorting, and that committee will come to the Board of Selectmen with a recommendation of one of the firms that they have selected for interviews.
So the Board of Selectmen will make the final decision of who they want to go with. Our job is just to determine, is there a conflict of interest with Tom Manning? I don't think so. Because we could have some other resident in Bolton work for a company and say they bid on a town. Are we going to say the same thing again? You know, I know each case is different, but I don't see a big conflict of interest here of Tom bidding on this job. He might not even get it. The selectmen's going to have the final decision who they want.
Yeah.
We're just deciding if there's a conflict with Tom Manning. I mean, my personal opinion, I say no. I don't see a conflict.
Okay. So this is Barnes again. So the zoning board, so the official employee consultant does not have a financial or beneficial interest that is incompatible with proper discharge of his official responsibilities. So we've been through that before. And any such interest includes the person's member. And it says, this does not relieve an individual from the person's obligation to refrain from voting on any matter that would directly benefit the person's business, profession, occupation, et cetera. And the zoning board's not going to be voting on anything that has to do with that. Right. Correct? Okay. Okay, and I don't think D applies at all. The authority to participate in the specification or the source selection or approval. So he's not obviously approving his own company.
That's correct.
That's not
a good question. Okay, again. He's not the owner or principal of the company.
Well, he's a principal if he's a vice president.
He is a principal.
Yeah, he is a principal.
He could not be, could be a title.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at a lot of these, all these people are vice presidents. So having worked for a corporation, I had the same job over umpteen years, and I was anything from a manager to a full vice president, assistant vice president, and I was not an owner of my company. So, you know, I don't know. When you look at the structure of who the CEO is and who runs the office, it looks like a family-owned operation.
I don't remember reading through. I think it's listed in there who the owner is and who the principals are.
I don't know.
Oh, it's listed in that book.
It may be listed in the book.
And the Tom Tierney, just for point of information under the Connecticut business record. I can't pronounce the first name. Shirek Thaker is the president and principal title president. And then Thomas Manning is the secretary. And Shirek Thaker is the treasurer. And title, director. There's a couple more. It goes on. But he is listed as one of the principals of the business.
Thank you.
Tom Tierney, again. I think my naivete might be to the commission might be coming out originally in my statements regarding the gray area that might lie just in the public perception of this. I mean, it's very possible that the person that lives in town is the best person for the job, you know? But it's also possible that it doesn't take away the surprise that somebody, that the bid would be made by somebody on planning and zoning. It just feels like they're trading pretty closely together there. So it just kind of, that was where my brain went when I initially did a brief little bit of research on this. So it's for A, B, and C, what we went through there, I have to agree with, I think the committee, that there's not a direct conflict. The perception is still, it's still ringing in my head, but that's why we vote.
So then, are we all ready to vote? So I guess the question raised before us is having a member of a town commission and a board member of a town commission also being an employee of a company that's bidding on a project in the town. Is that considered a conflict of interest, yes or no? And if no, then do we move forward in allowing Russell and Dawson to present?
You might want to add that it's for this particular project, maybe?
Yeah.
Because it's not a physical.
It's not.
It's not a building. It's not. You can attack that.
So
being, other day.
Being a project that involves a study only with no future outlay of capital for project building improvements to be committed to the same contractor, if you will. Do we consider it a conflict of interest? Yes or no? And then the second half of that would be, if not, then do we continue to allow Russell and Dawson to move forward to the next step of the process, which I guess is to be interviewed by the selectmen.
Yep, a subcommittee of the Board of Selectmen.
Subcommittee of the Board of Selectmen. All right, so the first part is, do we consider this to be a conflict of interest, yay or nay? Vote yay? Vote no?
Abstain. Yeah, I'll abstain.
Okay.
No conflict.
Pardon?
I vote no.
Okay, so it's 3 no,
no.
4 no. Yeah. 4 no, 1 abstain, or 3 abstain.
How well, no, we're not. Yeah, we're not part of
the
committee.
They're not part of the committee. Yeah.
We're just here to help you. We're just here to help you.
They're in for
4 yay, 1 abstain. And then the second part is, do we then allow the consulting firm of Russell and Dawson to move forward in the interview process for this project?
It could be, you know, and if they are awarded the job.
It could result in an award of the project.
So you don't want to do this again if they get awarded. So you might want to add it to your...
I'll let you wordsmith it. So I am not a seasoned vet and wordsmith.
So if I can recap for you.
Thank you.
It sounds like what you're asking to consider, the committee to consider, is that, you know, if you permit, should you permit Russell and Dawson to continue in the process and be interviewed by the Board of Selectmen subcommittee, knowing full well that if they end up being the best firm for the project, they might end up being awarded the project.
I'll make the motion.
Tom Tierney, I don't know that it's necessary. I think we just determined that the board decided it was not a conflict of interest, and that was the task. Like, I think that's all the job was.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
No conflict.
If there's no conflict of interest, then they're free to pursue this.
Then the selectmen can. Yeah.
Because those are their jobs.
Right. Then it'll be up to the selectmen to decide who they want.
And we regroup if something happens down
there? Yeah.
Okay.
The final decision will be with the Board of Selectmen.
Yeah. My thought was just that we're okaying it to move forward.
Yeah.
We don't see a conflict and therefore we see.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No decision being made, but it's okay. We don't see a conflict.
I mean,
the process moving forward.
The selectmen could pick somebody else if they wanted to.
Absolutely.
We have no preconceived notion of who would pick.
Yep.
And this company could also withdraw.
Yeah, they could, yeah.
Their bid, so.
Yeah.
That being understood. So.
As long as his position holds no sway in the determining of who gets the bid, I don't see an issue with.
No.
No.
So now you're down to number five. And there's always someone excited about that.
Make a motion to adjourn.
So move.
All in favor?
Do we have that meeting for this?
It's five yes.
I just walked in for this. I'm totally on the computer.
Generally, we meet, but the third Monday is the month.